weighing in on the carbon rule. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. For the first time ever, the Environmental Protection Agency is planning to require power plants to cut their carbon pollution. This week, the EPA is holding public hearings around the country. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the agency has already gotten more than 300,000 comments.
And I hate to say I told you so, but I have said it before. We're hearing the argument that common sense EPA actions are bad for the economy, and that's never been true, and it's not true with the Clean Power Plan either.
You can submit written comments through mid-October, and you can find out more about the plan at michiganradio.org. This is the Environment Report.
There's a great crested flycatcher calling over here. Weep. You hear that? Weep.
Like most of us, Dee Armstrong has only seen birds from the ground. Today, she's going to fly with them. Armstrong is Ann Arbor's city ornithologist, and watching birds from a hot air balloon is on her bucket list. I got a chance to tag along to find out what we'd see from the air.
I am so excited to see what it'll be like to look from above and down.
Okay, so we're putting the uprights on that holds the burner up.
Scott Lorenz is the president of West Wind Balloon Company, and he's our pilot. He's also an amateur birder.
And then once we get that squared away, we'll hook up the envelope to the basket, and then we'll cold air inflate the balloon. Then the fun starts.
Today, we're flying over Kensington Metro Park in southeast Michigan. We scramble into the little basket and lift off. We float up so gently, we're high above the trees before I know it.
This is amazing. The view is so unbelievable, and it's not the least bit scary at all.
Armstrong is hanging over the edge of the basket, scanning with her binoculars. Me, on the other hand, I've got a death grip on the uprights.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, great.
Oh, that's
blue
a great
heron.
Blue heron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, two of them. Okay.
Yeah.
The challenge of the identification from this perspective is so fun. It's like all over new.
Now, what is this chirping we're hearing right now?
Song
that
sparrow.
One right there, that tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah.
They all
say tweet, tweet, tweet.
Well, they say a tweet, 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 a higher pitch.
Yeah.
And the swans, when they fly, are fantastic. You normally people just see swans on the ground or, you know, on the water. But when they fly, their wings make it like a sing-song.
We fly 1,000 feet high, the evening sun all shimmery on the lakes below us. We see a Cooper's hawk, some swans, and an osprey on its nest.
Oh, that's a yellow warbler.
How can you see a warbler from up here?
I have really good binoculars.
With the wind we have today, we're only going about a half mile an hour. Lorenz tells us that means we've got to find a good landing spot soon so we don't end up in one of these lakes. Lauren says you never know exactly what kind of wildlife you'll see from a balloon, but he's had butterflies land on the edge of the basket at 500 feet up. He's seen bucks fighting on the ground below.
You know, I flew over alligators in Florida, and it's like, God, don't you fail me now, Burner.
At the end of the trip, Dee Armstrong hops out of the basket and looks for birds in the marsh.
And you know how birders like to keep lists of things, and so I have a balloon list.
I was so busy holding on, I didn't notice half the things Armstrong did. When I read her bird list later, it turns out she saw or heard 20 different species from the air. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.